Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Gallagher, it's the 20th anniversary of Jerry Salente's membership in the Brain Trust. That makes him an original founding member of the Brain Trust. Jerry Salente, happy anniversary, baby. 20 years. How about
that? Yeah. I was a youth.
You were a youth. You were a youth when I got youth. You first. You were a mere youth when I got you right out of high school.
Yeah, right on.
Thank you for 20 great years, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. It's funny when you're 50, you still feel young. When you get to 70, you say, I'm not really good at math. I've been here 70 years. Well, how much time do I got left, you know?
Somebody said 70 is the new 30, and somebody else said, I don't think I want to be – I don't like that. She said, I don't want to be that stupid again.
Well, my father, may rest in peace, we'd be eating dinner, and he'd say to me, you know, he'd say, look at me. He'd say, you know, son, they say that youth is wasted on the young. And then he'd take a couple of more bites, and he'd look at me again, and he'd say, they were talking about you.
That's funny. Jerry Salente, ladies and gentlemen, trendsresearch.com. Is that right, Gerald?
Yes, trendsresearch.com or Trends Journal, yep.
Right, you can find the Trends Journal there, which is their periodical, and then, of course, his book. If you can find it, folks, you got to get a copy. Pay whatever it costs. Trends 2000, it's still red letter secular scripture as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Gerald, you said something a minute ago that I wanted to glom onto and continue our conversation. You said you liked the way President Trump was dealing with the Chinese. Now that approach is a pretty aggressive, a pretty tough negotiating practice, very sophisticated practices, very sophisticated negotiating that they're putting together, understanding what that motivates the other party, good or bad, how to leverage them. You said you like that. Is it not possible? But you don't like what he's doing with Iran. Is it not possible that same strategy could play out between the U.S. and Iran, that in the end, he could be proven right? Would you allow for that?
No, it's a different deal. One, we're talking about money. The other one, we're talking about politics. And we're also talking about special interests and concerns. With China, it's about money. I mean, you know, you can't keep making all this money off me, and I'm not going to keep losing. Mm-hmm. With Iran, we made a deal, and now we backed out of it.
But I didn't like the deal. I didn't think we should be in the original deal.
That's all right. If you didn't like it or not, the deal was made. You know, yeah. Not everybody – you know, I just had a court settlement. It wasn't exactly the way I wanted to go, but that was the settlement, and that was the deal.
So your point is you felt like –
My point is also that –
He backed out on a deal America made.
Backed out on a deal, number one. And number two is that people don't know the history of what happened with Iran and why there's the conflict. They don't go back to 1953 when the CIA and the MI6 overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh. They don't read last year that came out because it didn't make it in any of the American newspapers, the CIA documents that came out during that time about how Winston Churchill was pushing the CIA to overthrow Mossadegh because you know what he had the nerve to do? He had the nerve, the gall, to nationalize the oil fields and not call them owned what happened? And then you had the Shah they put in. Yeah. And then this guy, you remember the Savak, the secret police? You know, it was like second to the SS. So when the revolution happened, we only heard, as we always hear, only one side of it. So the hatred that's been going on has never stopped.
But Gerald, the stuff that they're doing right now, the money.
What are they doing?
They're funding terrorism all over the world.
Oh, that's
you don't believe
you want
that?
To buy that line.
You don't believe that?
You want to talk about funding terrorism? You know those Iranians? Look what they did in Iraq by invading Iraq based on lies.
Well,
how about those Iranians in Afghanistan? Look what they did there. They're the longest war in their history. I know. Look what the Iranians did in Libya. I'll tell you, that guy Gaddafi has to go, I says. No, no. They were brought into Syria, whether you like Assad
but
or
you
not.
Can't,
they
you're not
going to them in.
You're not going to get very far around here.
I don't care who I get far with anybody. I just put the facts out
well,
there.
I don't,
the Iranians
I don't,
have not invaded a country in 250 years. 250 years.
Well, they do it differently, like, though. They do it through their circuits, through Hezbollah.
They're not doing anything. The United States is supporting terrorists. The United States supported the terrorists in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi. They supported the terrorists. The facts are there.
So what would you do? What would you do, President?
Mind your own damn business and stay home and rebuild the United States. Let them solve their own problems, because here's the deal.
Let me ask you this question. Are you worried about a nuclear Iran?
Not from them. What? When they're going to get a nuclear weapon in 10 years? And we got.
They said that
thousands?
They would. They said if they had. If you think if Iran had a nuclear weapon right now, do you think they would use it against Israel?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Because they'd be blown off the map. The same reason we said. You know, I've been saying it for years. There's not going to be a problem between North Korea and the United States. Never. Because if the United States tries to blow up North Korea, they'll blow up South Korea and Japan. They'll kill millions of people.
So you think mutually assured destruction will keep Iran from being a bad guy?
Of course. The Iranians haven't been again. They have not invaded a country in 250 years.
Let me tell you,
the United States invade?
Let me tell you one thing, folks. You may not bet on Gerald Celente, but I got a tip for you. Never bet against him. I don't mind arguing with him. I don't mind debating him. But the truth is, and it comes to the Middle East, over the last 20 years, 30 years, he's been right more than he's been wrong. And I have to say that, even though he and I don't always agree. Tintail, right back with Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. You marry a music
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.